517, sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. We've got no rain today. We had it yesterday, though. Just a slight chance today. 20% chance we're going to go up to 95. They say the dew point is very high today in the 70s. It makes it feel extremely muggy. So it's 80 now. It already feels like 90. And we've got 2 days of this and then some more rain moving in this weekend.
I went to look out my window this morning and I couldn't see out of it.
Right, it had all that crud all over, car too. Yeah, you know, we have got this. My husband and I were sitting there watching some documentary on the mafia last night, and I'm hearing a cat meow. Now, I go take care of my parents out in Cat Spring a lot, and they've got three cats. And I was home in the East End last night, and I'm thinking, where am I? What is this cat doing in my house? Did it get in my car? What's going on? There's this precious little cat meowing outside by a window. And it just meowed all night long in this little alleyway. What do I do?
Oh, it's an alley cat.
Well, I've never had this before. We've owned this house for a year. And last night, this little cat, and it can get out. Why did it choose me? Does it want to start peeing on my baseboards in the house?
Probably. But that's
What do you do? Do you feed it? Do you say, shh, shh, go away?
I would probably feed it. I mean, you're asking the wrong person. As a cat lover who is actively feeding a stray, who has opened his garage a little bit so the cat can come in.
Right, see?
Yeah, feed it. It's yours now.
I didn't know if it was a setup. You know how the bad guys have a setup? They'll pretend they're hurt, and then another guy comes and mugs you. You know, I'm thinking, if I go out and, because it's at 9 o'clock at night, if I go out and help this cat, someone's going to come up behind it. I didn't know.
A lot of times, if you go out there, the cat will get spooked and just run away.
Yeah.
So. No, I think there's something deeper going on.
Worth a shot.
It shows me. Yeah. Mm. Very interesting. It was there this morning, and I shined my phone light on it. It was like 3:30 in the morning. Couldn't see anything, but it's out there.
There's a cat.
There's something going on.
Yeah,
with
she
me and
has
the cat.
Acquired a new animal.
That's right.
Yeah, that's now four cats, two dogs, and I'm starting to get a menagerie like Jay has.
Only four?
But it was the rain. It was maybe the rain brought it out. I don't know. We're going to talk about a family outing that went wrong, terribly wrong, coming up next on Sunny 99.1. 526, sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning and producer Anthony. And we have got a really hot day today, but the rain's going to stay pretty much away, unlike yesterday. We are going to go up to 95, but it's going to feel a lot hotter. It's 80 now. It already feels like 90. Very humid. And yesterday we had lots of rain, and I was out in the Katy area, and it just started. The clouds, I'm driving in I-10, looking at the distance, and the clouds got darker, and then the rain started. And you guys were taking a walk.
We were. Just a way to get out of the house and get some kind of activity, you know, take the dogs out, the kids out.
Sure.
And we got caught in that. It wasn't raining when we left. And it felt kind of okay, actually. But, man, we got caught in it. Everyone got drenched.
Oh, yeah.
It was miserable.
I was driving out to Cat Spring, and I had to pick up my dad because we went to the Major Smile in Katy right there off Fry Road off 99. And I'm looking at the temperature in outside from the car monitor, 77.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so nice. I dropped Mom off at World Market there, and she had to walk back. The sweet ladies at Major Smile gave her a little jacket because she was wet and cold when she got back in waiting for us to finish. And I was like, guys, so what? It's raining. The temperature has dropped 20 degrees. It was really nice.
But we were all soaked. I got my shoes wet. I hate getting my shoes wet. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, if they're sneakers, then they smell really bad, right?
Did you wear sneakers? They do smell bad.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, of course I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They smell bad. They don't last as long. So I was really upset by it. You know how much I love shoes.
I know you do. I know. Which sneakers were you? Weren't wearing your J.J. Watts,
were you? My blue Adidas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least
they weren't my black ones today.
At least they weren't your designers.
No, they weren't the designer Watts.
It is 527. Now, let me ask you this, guys. Do you believe that you're more bold in promoting yourselves at work than women, than the women that you either work with or are, you know, come into contact with? Do you believe you're more bold, guys in general, at promoting yourselves than women?
More bold? What do you mean by bold?
Just you're just more willing to speak up and say, you know, no, I can do this. I can handle this. Whereas a woman might sit back and just kind of wait to be recognized. What do you think?
I don't know that I've ever thought about it, actually.
Do you think guys in general, you think this might be a trait that men have over women?
I don't know.
Think about that, because there's a lady who believes that to be the case.
I feel the same way, Jay. I'm like,
I mean, there's so many times when we're just told to do something. You do this, you do that, you do that. Dana, you're going to do this. Jay, you're good at this, you do that.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay. Do you say no?
Do I say no?
More than a girl would say no?
Well, it depends on who's asking.
Right? All right,
there's a lady who has this idea that guys are more bold in promoting themselves at work than women. And we'll talk about it because it's like women are in our own prison. Next on Sunny 99.1.
Sunny 99.1 with Dana and Jay in the morning.
5:39, Sunny 99.1, keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Looks like the rain's away today. We've got just a 20% chance lingering today and tomorrow, but then it might come back this weekend, and the humidity should drop. Man, if it gets down to 77, like on Saturday, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We need some rain to bring it in, though. And today we go up to 95. It's going to feel really hot, too. It's 80 now in Uptown. It already feels like 90. So I was talking about this concept that guys are more bold in promoting themselves at work, and I got that idea from Denise Hamilton. I always do these Houston Women podcasts. They feature strong Houston women who are making this city amazing, and Denise Hamilton is one of the most dynamic women I think I've ever interviewed. She runs Watch Her Work, and she literally analyzes women in the workplace, whether you're starting your company, whether you feel trapped in your business and you want to kind of figure out what you're made for, kind of like the talent coach that we talked about yesterday, Nancy Parsons. Denise believes that women, based on all of her interviews with women, we have a sense that we have our place, our lane, and we shouldn't get out of it. And that's why it led me to that question about you guys, if you feel like you're more bold in promoting yourself, because she says that women tend to not promote themselves and they need to start doing it. And I was like, okay, I like that. She also has, this is her quote, "You don't have to have powerful friends to have powerful information." And I was just on her website, watchherwork.com, 10 ways to improve your sleep. Jay Rodriguez, you could use that.
Yeah.
Setting up your ideal home office, 7 ways to manage anxiety. I mean, she is just this 40-year-old dynamo who's just filled with lots of great info. And you can always check out these Houston Women podcasts at sunny99.com. It's like this valuable, free information, because you know iHeartMedia is number one with podcasts, and we've got some great ones to listen to.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid podcast. I really like what you've done with that, celebrating the Houston women and stuff. Right. Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's amazing what women have done in this city, and a lot of times they don't celebrate themselves, so we try to do it here on Sunny. We also like to celebrate you by giving you $1,000, and you can spend it on your woman. You can spend it any way you want.
You could win and not tell her about it.
Exactly. Mm. That's up to
There's
you.
That.
We don't want to get involved, but we'll tell you how you can win it coming up next on Sunny 99.1. 551 Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today we're keeping you feeling good. I'm Dana. We've got Jay and producer Anthony here too on a hot Thursday. That's right. Today's Thursday. Ooh, that feels good. We're almost to the weekend. We're going to go up to 95. It's going to feel hotter. Just a slight chance of rain, maybe a 20% chance today. A couple of dry days before the rain comes back this weekend. And right now it's 80. It feels like 90. And we have got winners 12 times a day, $1,000 winners. And you don't win if you don't try. And Brittany recently won, and she's got some great advice.
Times is hard right about now. I barely work. We work half hour shifts right now. And I was just trying to see if I could try my luck. Keep trying.
Mm-hmm. Keep trying.
And she won $1,000 in the $1,000 workday payday. 12 chances to win, Dana says. Your first shot's coming up just after 6 o'clock. What you want to do is listen for the keyword. Then when you hear it, you text it back to 200-200.
But make sure you pick up the phone, because an unfamiliar number is going to try to call you. That could be us trying to give you that $1,000, but we can't do it unless you pick up. So that unfamiliar number calls, make sure to answer.
And if you're lucky, we're going to call you over and over again, because we really want you to win. So that keyword, that $1,000 workday payday keyword, is coming up just after 6. Be ready to text it back to 200-200. Good luck. Hey, coming up, the mayor's got a new COVID campaign. Pain, the three things you need to know, coming up next on Sunny. 555, sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, and producer Anthony. And the three things you need to know to get your Thursday started, brought to you by Memorial Hermann Healthcare. Advancing health, personalizing care. This afternoon at 3, Mayor Turner will announce a new educational COVID-19 campaign.
One of the things that we are very much focused on doing, and that is ramping up our testing and educational program in areas that are where there's heavy Hispanic populations, because that community is getting even more disproportionately impacted because of COVID-19.
And again, that's the staff. I'm curious to see what this new campaign is about. Again, he will be discussing it this afternoon at 3. Hey, students going to UT this fall must self-quarantine at home for 14 days before headed to campus. And speaking of school, we are going to have our back-to-school tax-free weekend. I forgot all about that.
Is that
August 7th through the 9th?
Right,
yep.
Yeah.
So remember that. And Black Friday is going to look a lot like Cyber Monday. Now, you were talking about Target and Walmart. They're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. Now we're learning that Best Buy, add them to the list, and Kohl's. And I'd imagine there's going to be more. So Black Friday, which is all about crowds during the pandemic, probably not going to happen. So it's going to be more of a online shopping extravaganza on Thanksgiving.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, exactly. Your weather today? Well, it looks like the rain's away for a couple of days. We're going to have more rain moving in this weekend. So today, a 20% chance going up to 95. Right now, it's 80, but it feels like 90 in Uptown. And you're up to date from sunny 99.1 as we get ready for your $1,000 Workday Payday keyword coming up just after 6 on Sunny.
Dana and Jay in the morning.
6:09 now on Sunny 99.1, keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, and producer Anthony. The rain's staying away for a couple of days. It should be back this weekend, maybe cooling things off a little bit, temporarily anyway. Today we go up to 95, real humid. Right now it's 80. It already feels like 90. So here's the deal. We don't know yet about when exactly the kids are going to actually do in-person school. There's a lot of Zoom that's going to be going on, a lot of online classes. So parents are going, okay, I'm an essential worker. I've got to get to work. Who is going to help me with my kids? We're looking for nannies, babysitters, tutors, but we've got to work with them. There's this mom that's just really outrageous, Jay.
She's being called out, and everything about this ad that was shared online has, all the identifiers have been crossed out, right? The name, the location, all that. So here's what we know. She needs a babysitter. She's willing to pay $100 a week. All right, that doesn't sound terrible, but okay. Here are the demands. I've got two girls, 6 and 2. They're both well-behaved and polite. The babysitter must provide food for the kids, vegan, organic food only. Hold on.
Wait, this is $100 a week for two little kids?
6 and 2, yep. Must be smoke-free, must submit a criminal background check. I will pay $5 upon the clean record. Don't ask me to pay for the check. I don't know what that means. Women only, and must work weekends with no notice. Okay, hold on. After 6 months, if we are still conducting business, wages will go up to $150 a week. You cannot sleep at my condo. You cannot have friends over. You cannot study and watch YouTube or be on your phone while on duty. What?
$100. I'm fixated on the $100 a week. How many hours a day?
6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No
way.
Now, I'm no good at math, but I know that that's too little.
It's like
that's
$1.50 an hour or something?
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
Okay. Well, that is someone who's not going to get a nanny. That's for sure.
I know. This poor lady is getting roasted all over social media, but we talk so much about, you know, hey, we need to take care of our teachers, pay them more. We need to take care of these cashiers, our favorite restaurants, our favorite servers, pay them more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes for babysitters too.
Absolutely. I mean, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
We always overpaid babysitters. I mean, when my kids were little, I had a cute girl from high school who would spend the night when my husband was out of town. Then I had a nice grandma who took care of them during the day, and I paid a lot of money, but it gave me that peace and calm. I mean, you definitely want to invest in your kids' nanny or babysitter.
And we do that too. We overpay our babysitter when we don't need them on a regular basis like this,
right,
but every now and then, you know, we'll have to get somebody, And that's what we do. We also kind of open our home to them. You know, hey, go ahead, raid the fridge.
Sure, I always get great
snacks.
Watch
TV,
play games.
I
remember when I would raid the refrigerators when I was a babysitter. So I always get lots of stuff that I would have eaten for our babysitters, you know, just so they can feel comfortable and think, you know, I really like this mom and I like the kids and it helps them. Kids are tough, you know, they are going to test a babysitter.
Like we try to make it as easy as possible for them, you know, they're just there monitoring basically.
During this pandemic, I was watching another mom who had all these other pandemic-related demands. I mean, you had to be tested. You had to have your temperature taken. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole new world of complexity when it comes to taking care of our kids, teachers, tutors, nannies. It's just God bless you, parents.
And they also, one of the comments I read on here, which was really good, was, you know, when you find a babysitter you like, you know, go ahead and incentivize them by paying them more. That way, they're more likely to stay with you as opposed to skip from home to home to home to home.
Yeah, and it's especially if you like them. And then it helps with the kids. It helps with consistency with the kids. Well, that mom just doesn't get it.
Nope.
I hope she doesn't find someone. Although I do feel sorry for the kids. It's 6:13 now on Sunny 99.1. So, you know, there's another restaurant that we can add to the list of local restaurants doing good for our first responders. Tell me something good coming up next on Sunny 99.1. It's now 6:25 on Sunny 99.1. We're keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning and producer Anthony. Well, it's going to feel hot today. I can tell you that much. We're going up to 95. Just a 20% chance of rain. Right now it's 80. Already feels like 90 in Uptown.
Tell me something good.
Producer Anthony, Peli Peli, a South African fusion restaurant with four locations. The owner, Thomas Nguyen, and Russ Stewart are struggling during the pandemic, as so many restaurants are, but they've adapted, and they've also added themselves to the list of restaurants, the growing list of restaurants, giving back to the community. They have partnered with Kroger, kind of like Mattress Mac did, providing delicious, affordable meals in a box. They've got pop-up locations all over Houston. But now Peli Peli is working to thank veterans and first responders for all they do with a delicious meal that costs 67 cents.
All right.
Now, apparently in South Africa, 67 is a very special number. It represents the years Nelson Mandela gave of his life to give freedoms to the South Africans. It's to celebrate Nelson Mandela's birthday and those 67 years. Veterans and first responders are encouraged to come to the Peli Peli locations here in the Galleria location and in the Woodlands. Just bring an ID, bring your family and friends, and you too can enjoy a delicious meal for 67 cents. Jay?
Tell me something good.
The Houston Dash added another championship title to H-Town's trophy case when they won the 2020 NWSL Challenge Cup last Sunday. And today they are being honored with a parade. Now, usually these involve big crowds downtown, but since we're all social distancing, this one's going to be a little bit different because this is going to be a drive-through celebration at BBVA Stadium. Now, it starts at 5:30 over on Walker at Emancipation. The team, they're going to be up on stage in the parking lot, and all of us fans, well, we just drive by. Show our appreciation.
Cool.
Feel free to decorate your car, bring your banners, your flags, make sure you wear your mask, and get there early because the first 1,000 fans get free posters.
That's neat. I'm glad the rain's staying away.
We put all the scoop on our blog at sunny99.com. Producer Anthony.
Tell me something good.
Dan and Jay, I've actually done something similar to this. So the San Antonio Zoo shared this really heartwarming video of a talented tuba player performing for a very special audience, the hippos. So in the video, the San Antonio Symphony tuba player, Lee Hip, that's his name. Hip. He's performing for Timothy the Hippo and his grandmother, Uma. You see them swimming around to the tune while he's playing. The now viral Facebook video has been viewed over 11,000 times, and it was accompanied by this really sweet love letter Timothy the Hippo wrote to Fiona, another hippo up at the Cincinnati Zoo. The letter reads, "It's been a little slow here at the zoo these days, and our San Antonio Symphony can't have any shows because of something called La Corona or something like that." Mm. Lee Hip, he's oh so close to hippo, he decided to come hang out with me. Isn't that really cute?
That's so. Now, did you perform for our Houston Zoo?
I did. Not the hippos. I was performing for cougars, actually.
Oh, that's really
cool. And the animals, they actually really love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a very captive audience right there.
That is so neat. Wow. It's 627 now on Sunny 99.1.
Here's what's coming up with Dana and Jay.
We say we don't have enough time to do this. What a bad excuse. Anyway, it's our nearly impossible question.
If you get it right, you're going to have to make some time because you get to pick a flick.
We've got it next on Sunny 99.1.
Sunny 99.1 with Dana and Jay in the morning.
6:33 on Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, and producer Anthony and the weather. We've got reduced rain today, chance, maybe 20% chance, and today and tomorrow. More rain back this weekend. Today up to 95. Right now, it's 80 in Uptown. Feels like 90 because of the humidity, and it's time for our nearly impossible question.
30% of people say not having enough time is their reason for not doing this. What is it? We don't have enough time is why we're saying we're not doing this.
And we should be doing this.
What is it for your chance to pick a flick? You can either pick from John Wick 3, Hustlers, or Angel Has Fallen.
Shouldn't we be doing this 5 times a day? 713, I think that's what it is.
I know it.
713-212-5991. 6:38, Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, and producer Anthony. And we have got just a 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow. It's going to be back this weekend, though. So today we go up to 95. Right now it's 80 in Uptown, but it feels like 90, super humid. We've got our nearly impossible question contestant, John V, calling in from League City. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent.
I'm watching NASA TV, the Perseverance and Ingenuity launch right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's launching now. That's so cool. We'll take a break.
Yes, and T-minus 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Take a break and try to answer our nearly impossible.
John V, 30% of people say not having enough time is their reason for not doing this. What is it?
Going on vacation.
Oh, very good answer.
Yeah.
Can't leave work. That's right. You've got that guilt. John V, great answer. Not the one we're looking for. Thank you.
That's okay. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Carol Matthews on Facebook also says going on vacation. Not right. Mandy Lee going to the gym. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sylvia Hernandez, visit our parents. 30% of people say not having enough time is their reason for not doing this.
And we should be doing this because it's good for us. 5 times.
I'm supposed
a day,
to do it.
At least.
But I ran out and now I'm struggling.
And now you just don't have time to replenish, right?
That's right.
713-212-5991. It's 6:49, Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. We're keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, producer Anthony, and your weather, hot. We've got that heat index back. We've got we've got a 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow, and then more rain moving in this weekend. Hopefully it'll cool things off like it did yesterday. Gosh, in the afternoon with all the rain in Katy, got down to 77.
Felt good,
yeah. It was so nice. Right now it's 80. It feels like 90 in Uptown, and we're still trying to get the right answer to our nearly impossible question. Thursday version got Bob calling in from Pearland. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing great. Hi. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, 30% of people say that not having enough time is their reason for not doing this. We know it's not going on vacation, visiting our parents, or going to the gym. What is it?
Well, I fall into this category. It's got to be eating.
Eating.
We don't have enough time to eat. You know, that is a good answer. A little too general. You know,
yeah.
It has something to do with eating, but not eating in general, okay?
You are very close,
yes.
But we need you to be a little more specific.
Okay, got it, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, now off to Tomball. Hey, Chris, 30% of people say not having enough time is their reason for not doing this. Bob was really close. Can you be more specific? What is it?
Eating fruit.
Yeah, eating fruits.
How do you not have time to eat fruit?
I'm too busy.
Oh, they're so perishable.
I don't have any at home.
Yeah. They go bad.
Yeah, I forgot about
it. I eat fruits every day.
Like
I love it.
What fruits do you eat, Chris? What fruits?
What's in season right now is cherries and grapes and peaches.
And watermelon.
Oh, yes, I have watermelon.
Yum. Well, Chris, you are right.
Chris, good job. You win. Now you get to pick a flick. You can either pick from John Wick 3, Hustlers, or Angel Has Fallen. Which one would you like?
Angel Has Fallen.
You got it, Jordan Butler.
Yours, Chris. Hey, Chris, how do you pick a really sweet watermelon? What's your technique?
Thump it and look for the yellow side.
That's right. Mm. You got to have both, and then they're amazing. Yeah, very good. Well, Chris, thank you, and so glad you won.
Well, thank you.
6:55, sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the morning, and producer Anthony, and the three things you need to know to get your Thursday started, brought to you by Memorial Hermann Healthcare. Advancing health and personalizing care. Well, Mayor Turner is going to announce a new educational campaign to teach us more about COVID-19.
One of the things that we are very much focused on doing, and that is ramping up our testing and educational program in areas where there's heavy Hispanic populations, because that community is getting even more disproportionately impacted because of COVID-19.
And we will hear about his plans this afternoon at 3. Well, students going back to UT this fall must self-quarantine at home for 14 days before returning to campus. And speaking of schools, we're going to have our back-to-school tax-free weekend. It's coming up August 7th through the 9th. I totally forgot all about that. So take advantage of that. And Black Friday going to look a lot like Cyber Monday. It's shaping up to avoid crowds. There are some big stores that are going to be closed on Thanksgiving, and we know Target and Walmart. Now add Best Buy and Kohl's to that list, and that list will likely grow. They're going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Your weather today, we've got a 20% chance of showers, so it's going to be partly sunny and hot. We're going up to 95, and more rain moving in this weekend to cool things off, hopefully. Right now, it's already 80 in Uptown, but it feels like 90, and you're up to date from Sunny 99.1, and we're getting ready to give you your $1,000 Workday Payday keyword. It's coming up just after 7 on Sunny 99.1.
Dana and Jay in the morning.
710, Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today with Dana and Jay in the morning and producer Anthony. And we might have some clouds around, but the rain chances have been reduced dramatically today and tomorrow. It should pick up again this weekend. Today, just a 20% chance of shower is going to go up to 95, real humid. It's 80 now in Uptown, already feels like 90. We're finding out that some 40% of us are now doing this every day to cope with anxiety from the pandemic. You know, you used to do your comfort foods. Maybe one day a week you'd have your cheat day.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now that has been extended.
Every day is a cheat day.
It's become a cheat day, and it's easier because many of us are working from home. I have tried to not fall into this trap because once you fall in, it's very hard to get out. But I have fallen into the trap because someone brought to my house ranch flavored veggie chips. Now I'll normally get these veggie fries type things. They're like air blown. They're not fried. They look like French fries, but they're veggies. And I get them from Trader Joe's, and they're organic, and so they're just kind of very light. But someone brought the real good ones that probably have a lot of MSG, and they're flavored like ranch dressing. I got into that bag of chips last night. I could not stop.
That sounds a lot healthier than the top comfort foods on this list that we have here, because my wife and I, we're number one and two, or she's one, I'm two. One is potato chips, the top comfort food. That is her.
Yeah.
She loves just jalapeno plain? Chips.
Oh, jalapeno. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ice cream is me. That's number two,
sure.
Right?
What flavor have you been binging on lately?
Intense chocolate from H-E-B.
Nice. Okay.
Let's see. Then I'll just go down the rest. Chocolate and candy, pizza, mac and cheese, pasta, mashed potatoes, and chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup is a comfort food?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I like the chips. I like the ice cream. We had pizza last night way too much. Yeah, it seems to be a trend that we are falling victim to because we've, you know, every day, like I turn on the news this morning, deaths. You know, America's hit the new high of deaths. I'm thinking, I have a hard time. You know, we do these tell me something good stories. It's hard to find them today because everything is coronavirus related and you just get mentally exhausted. So we're trying to find an out, and it's comfort food.
And we are trying to find new things. Like almost half of us have learned a new recipe while being stuck at home. And so many more of us have taken online cooking classes and learn to cook different meals. So we're getting there. You know, we're still relying on our comfort foods, but we're trying to find those other avenues too.
It's called COVID-19, the 19 pounds that we gained because of those comfort foods. What about you? How have you been coping with the pandemic anxiety? Have you fallen victim to this comfort food trend every single day? You now have, it's kind of like your part of your routine now.
Yeah.
Lunch, comfort food. Dinner, comfort food. Yeah. Breakfast, comfort food. 713-212-5991. 720, sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety, the 80s, 90s, and today, keeping you feeling good with Dana and Jay in the morning and producer Anthony, and we've got sun, and hopefully we won't have the rain. Well, just a couple of days of no rain, then we'll get the rain back this weekend. Hey, as long as the temperature drops in midday to 77, I'll take it. Love that.
For sure.
Not going to happen today, though. It's going to be really hot, steamy. And it was very steamy when we left the house this morning.
Gross.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to use my windshield wipers because my car was going, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It's too hot for this hour.
It was all over my windows, all over the door. The doorknob felt gross.
They say the dew point is very high.
Got hit in the face with a bunch of dew. It was all over my car, just like yours, and I had to use my wipers, too, several times.
And this is in the middle of the night, basically, when we go to work. So it's supposed to cool down, but not overnight it didn't. And it's not going to cool down today. We've got a high of 95, but truly, yesterday, driving into Katy, when the rain started coming, 75 degrees at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was perfect. So we've got a little respite from the rain and then more coming back this weekend to cool things off momentarily anyway. Right now it is 80 in Uptown and it feels like 90. And we've been talking about how it used to be back before the pandemic, we would have our cheat day. One day. Well, now because of anxiety and a lot of it, you know, you turn on the news and it's just like, death.
Yeah.
And hard to find good news stories, and we get anxious. And so we've been turning to comfort foods. And it's become not just a 1 day a week thing or a 3 day, it's become a daily comfort food binge.
And in my house, my wife and I have the number one and two comfort foods. She loves potato chips. I love ice cream. Mm-hmm. My kids, they are all about the popcorn.
Okay.
Well, that's a little healthier unless they get the butter. Hey, do you guys get the butter popcorn?
Yes, we get the butter.
Does it make them get gas?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
because that could be really bad. My son eats that buttered popcorn. We have to kick him out of the house.
I don't really spend a lot of time around my kids.
I was going to say.
When he's eating buttered popcorn, I don't either. He's not allowed in. Anyway, we're asking you, have you fallen victim to this comfort food eating every day? Abby, what about you?
The truth, reality, yes. We have been baking chocolate chip cookies nonstop. I have been really overloading on my peach cobbler, apple cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. We have been doing takeout food a lot lately. Well, of course, we want to support our local restaurants, but just alone by myself, I have been 10 times already. And I know my husband has gained some weight as well.
But this
is not good. Not good at all. But again, you were saying earlier about how you turn on the TV, and the first thing is it's death.
Yeah,
that we kind of want to stay away from it also because, you know, we got kids, we got four kids. And
exactly.
It's too much.
It really is.
Really
and,
is.
You know, we don't need it in our face every day, Abby. Do you know what we need? Do you know what we need in our face every day? We need your chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, please.
Or especially when I put the cones in them.
Oh, dang. Abby, whenever you make an extra batch, you swing
Let's
on
go.
By.
Let's go.
I will take y'all some for sure. I actually have them FedEx to y'all.
That would be a smart way. That way we practice our distancing.
Yep, uh-huh.
Abby,
exactly.
Thank you so much. Well, hang in there, you know, and try to break away from the fast food daily and just make it, you know, let's get back to our 1 day a week cheat day, you know?
That's a good idea. I really think we're definitely going to have to buckle down here.
Exactly. Well, thank you for calling in. Abby, I'm glad you listened to Sunny.
I love y'all guys. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks, Abby. All right, Diane, we're talking comfort foods. What's yours?
Oh, my husband and I are addicted to the fried chicken that you get at Kroger.
Oh, yes.
Well, all right then. Do you get the light or the dark meat?
We both like the dark meat, but I do go for the breast and so he usually saves that for me. Mm,
very nice. And do you get any sides with your fried chicken?
I'm not a side person. We do try to stick healthy a little bit, so he'll make a big salad and we'll have that. And usually picks it up. I'm a nurse, so I'm in long, hard days, and he'll check during the day and say, is it a fried chicken night? And I'll say, go for it.
Yes.
I love it. Really? Yeah, I like that. Diane, how is your job? You say you're a nurse?
I am.
Yeah, how's everything going where you're working?
We are very, very busy. We are doing the testing by appointment only, just patients with symptoms. I'm not in a hospital setting. I'm in a multi-specialty large clinic setting in spring, and we are just so busy doing long 9-hour days, sometimes 10 hours, and you know the patients are scared, but yeah. we're there. We've been there every day since office started, and it's exhausting. I've been in this for 25 years, and I've never seen anything like this. But we're staying healthy, and my company is doing pretty well by us. So
excellent.
We're in this for the long haul, and we are there for the patients, and we're just hoping to see an end soon.
Really soon. Well, Diane, I'm glad you have a good support system at home, making sure you're fed well, and we're here for you. I hope you know that. We always try to keep you feeling good with our music for you, okay?
I listen to you every morning on my drive to work, so thanks for being there for us, too.
Here's what's coming up with Dana and Jay.
Well, it's our Beach Shazam. Now, we're talking about comfort foods. Why can't fruit be on the list of comfort foods?
Oh, you want to talk about songs mentioned fruit,
yeah.
For Beach Shazam and your Rockets banner flag? Let's do it.
Next on Sunny 99.1.
Sunny 99.1 with Dana and Jay in the morning.
7:38, we are keeping you feeling good with Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today on Sunny 99.1, Dana and Jay in the morning. And producer Anthony, we've got a nice sunny start, and it's going to be basically a sunny day today. We've only got a 20% chance of rain. Hot, though, going up to 95. Right now it's 80. Already feels like 90. And it's time for our Beach Shazam. I like where we're going on this. Anthony predicts no winner. I say absolutely we'll get a winner.
Oh, I'm with Anthony. I think
I just adore what we're doing
today.
See,
the thing about this game is you got to listen closely because sometimes we give it away.
Yeah.
Like you just did.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. The rules are simple. It's just title and artist before the ding. We're going to play a song clip. You've got 5 seconds to give us title and artist before the ding. And if you do, you win. You get this Rockets banner flag, our season.
Nice.
Basketball is back tonight. Mm-hmm. We start up tomorrow. We have a game tomorrow. So you will have this just in time for the game. Now, remember how I was talking about how we make it easy for you?
Yeah.
Well, today's song clip comes from this song. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No problems. We will get a winner.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. Gonna need it.
Our number, 713-212-5991. It's 7:48, Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s. And today, Dana and Jay in the morning and producer Anthony. It's going to be a partly sunny Thursday, just a slight chance of showers going up to 95. Right now, it's 80, feels like 90 with that heat index. And we've got our Beach Shazam contestants ready to go, starting with Nellie calling in from Katy. How you doing, Nellie?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Nellie, how do we play Beach Shazam?
You have to say the name of the song and the artist before the ding.
That is correct.
I'm hearing some confidence in her voice.
Yeah, you know, and today's song, it mentions fruit, right? Because we were talking about the comfort foods, and for a lot of people, it's fruit. So be thinking about a song that mentions fruit. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Title and artist, before the ding, producer Anthony, hit it.
Adore You.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
You guys. I told you.
That is correct.
Didn't see that one coming.
We adore our Harry Styles. He's got a huge fan club out there, right, Nellie?
Yes, my daughter is a huge fan of his.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, good job.
Hey, Nelly, guess what? The Rockets, they got a game tomorrow night, and you just won this Rockets banner flag.
Yay!
You can fly it proudly, Nelly. And what's your daughter's name, by the way?
Yasmeen.
And how's Yasmeen doing with this whole pandemic? Is she doing okay?
She's doing fine. She stays in. She doesn't go out at all.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully it'll be out of here, and we're so glad you and Yasmeen listen to Sunny.
Yes, ma'am. Every morning, all day long.
It's 7:55, Sunny 99.1, Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana and Jay in the Morning, producer Anthony, and the three things you need to know to get your Thursday started. Brought to you by Memorial Hermann Healthcare, advancing health and personalizing care. Mayor Turner has a new educational campaign. He wants to teach us about COVID-19.
One of the things that we are very much focused on doing, and that is ramping up our testing and educational program in areas where there's heavy Hispanic populations, because that community is getting even more disproportionately impacted because of COVID-19.
He will outline the specifics of this new campaign this afternoon at 3. Well, students going to UT this fall must self-quarantine at home for 14 days before coming to campus. And speaking of school, we are going to have our back-to-school tax-free weekend. Totally forgot about this, yeah. But it's happening.
Oh, yeah, that's
August 7th
here.
Through the 9th. Jeez. That's right. That's August 7th through the 9th, because back-to-school this year is just very underwhelming and very uncertain.
It almost
right?
doesn't feel like it's back.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah, so, but you are going to need supplies, so take advantage of that. And Black Friday looks like it's going to be underwhelming as well, because, you know, Black Friday is all about crowds, and it's not going to happen this year because of the pandemic. It's going to look more like Cyber Monday. We're adding to the list of stores that are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. We learned Target and Walmart. Now Best Buy and Kohl's will also not be open on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, and you know that list is likely to grow. Your weather today, partly sunny, hot, going up to 95, and right now it's 80, but it feels like 90 in Uptown, and you're up to date from Sunny 99.1 as we get ready for the 8 o'clock All Music Hour, and at 8:10, Battle of the Burbs on Sunny 99.1.
Dana and Jay in the Morning.